The foolish mouse thought he could... Huh? Gee, it appeared that someone was, knocking at our door, so to speak. Banging, actually. Loud, angry bangs on the door. Slim shot straight up in bed, raked the hair out of his eyes, and croaked, "Yes." Then we heard this shrill voice outside. A woman's angry, shrill voice. It said, and this is an exact quote, it said, "Slim Chance, I thought I heard a dog in there." At that point, things happened fast. Slim flew out of bed and started hopping around the room as he pulled on his jeans. Once he had his jeans on, he scooped me up in his arms, ran to the closet, and threw me inside. And then he whispered, this kind of hurt my feelings, to tell you the truth. He hissed, "Meathead," and slammed the door. Gee, what had I... Okay, maybe barking at the stupid mouse hadn't been such a great idea, but he sure hadn't needed to call me hateful names. Don't forget, I hadn't made a peep. Anyway, I sat in the gloomy darkness of the closet and listened. The door opened. "Why, Mrs. Grundy, how nice to see you this..."
"Don't try to sweet talk me, Slim Chance. I heard a dog in here."
"A dog? Well, I'll be darned. I didn't hear a thing."
"You know the rules. Mind if I look around?"
"Well, sure, I guess." I held my breath and listened. She came into the room. She looked under the bed. She looked into the cabinets. She searched every corner, and then... her footsteps went back to the door.
"I'm sure I heard a dog in here. I just can't find him."
"Well, I snore sometimes. Maybe that was it."
"Slim, I know a dog when I hear one."
"Well, it was nice seeing you. Come back again sometime." We had dodged a bullet, it appeared. Mrs. Grundy was about to walk out the door, but then... Oh, boy.